Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope you all are doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that you turn from your ways and stop backsliding. I pray that you make better choices for the rest of your life and that you keep the Most High first forever from now on. Amen. I pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that your mental health gets better. I pray that you have more of a peace of mind. I pray that whoever is giving you problems or vexing you or annoying you or troubling you, I pray that you handle it the Lord's way and that the Lord will drive them away from you and that let the Lord handle it. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. Amen. Let us not always be unforgiving people and lean on our own understanding. Or let the Lord have his way with it, everything. Let us do Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for another day, y'all. Just got to appreciate things from now on. You just have to, okay? Have to. You got to be grateful. You got to thank the Lord for everything, man, because it could have been a lot worse, don't you think? It could have went a whole different direction, but by God's grace, by his love, by his mercy, okay, he looked out for you, all right? So never lose sight of that, okay? Yes, yes, y'all. Just be grateful and appreciate the things that you do have. Just know that the Lord got you, all right? So let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, and soul. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us obey the gospel, obey the word, obey the law, touch the commandments. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. Greetings, body of Christ. Shalom, everyone, man. Much love to you all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all faces, all races, all four corners of the earth. Look, I love all of you, all right? Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Whether you are an Israelite or adopted, it is all right. Gentile is all right. Don't be tripping, all right? Let us come together and gather for the Lord. Let us be in unity as one in the body of Christ. And let us always, you know, dwell together in the house of the Lord. Let us gather and fellowship with one another, uplift one another, encourage one another. Iron sharpens iron, edification. All right, merry heartedness, joyful, good laughs, good loves. Good laughs, good love, good everything, man. Just good joy. Got to cherish one another. Amen. No more time for negativity or strife or jealousy or backbiting and gossiping and envy and discord. Let us be together in union and harmony peacefully. Amen. Peaceful. Let us be peaceful. All right. Just because this world is chaotic don't mean we got to be chaotic. All right. We got to be firm and stable just as the Lord wants us to be. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So we're going to continue this Bible reading series. Amen. I'm just on a roll right now. I just got to keep this thing pushing. Yes, yes. I'm just really feeling it right now, you know. So we're going to really get into these word, the word, man. We got to, okay? So we finished off the book of Joel. Now we're going to get to the book of Amos, all right? We will go to the book of Amos, and then we will close out with prayer, priestly blessing, and we will give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So let us get into the book of Amos, chapter 1. Amos, chapter 1, here we go. The words of Amos, who was among the herdmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, the Lord will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the habitations of the shepherds shall mourn, and the top of Carmel shall wither. Thus saith the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Damascus, and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have threshed Gilead with threshing instruments of iron. But I will send a fire into the house of Hazael, which shall devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad. I will break also the bar of Damascus and cut off the inhabitant from the plain of Avon, and him that holdeth the scepter from the house of Eden. And the people of Syria shall go into captivity unto Kir, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Gaza, and for four, and I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they carried away captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom. But I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, which shall devour the palaces thereof, and I will cut off the inhabitant from Ashdod, and him that holdeth the scepter from Ashkelon, and I will turn my hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, saith the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Tyrus, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they delivered up the whole captivity to Edom, and remembered not the brotherly covenant. But I will send a fire on the wall of Tyrus, which shall devour the palaces thereof. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Edom, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he did pursue his brother with the sword, and did cast off all pity, and his anger did tear perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever. But I will send a fire upon Teman, which shall devour the palaces of Bozrah. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of the children of Ammon, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have ripped up the women with the child of Gilead, that they might enlarge their border. But I will kindle a fire in the wall of Rabbah, and it shall devour the palaces thereof with shouting in the day of battle, with the tempest in the day of the whirlwind, and their king shall go into captivity, he and his princes together, saith the Lord. That's the book of Amos chapter 1 right there. So you already know, the Lord ain't playing with them other nations. They gonna get theirs, all right? They gonna get it, that recompense, I'm telling y'all. They gonna get recompense, man. The Lord remembers what the enemies did to us in captivity, so they're going to get it, all right? That was the book of Amos chapter 1. Now let us get into the book of Amos chapter 2, all right? The book of Amos chapter 2, here we go. All right, Amos chapter 2. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Moab, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime. But I will send a fire upon Moab, and it shall devour the palaces of Kerioth. And Moab shall die with tumult, with shouting, and with the sound of the trumpet. And I will cut off the judge from the midst thereof, and will slay all the princes thereof with him, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Judah, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have despised the law of the Lord, and have not kept his commandments, and their lies caused them to err, after the which their fathers have walked. But I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Israel, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they sold the righteous for silver, and the poor for a pair of shoes. Yikes. They pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor, and turn aside the way of the meek, and a man and his father will go in unto the same maid to profane my holy name. And they lay themselves down upon the clothes laid to pledge by every altar, and they drink the wine of the condemned in the house of their God. Yet destroyed I the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the oaks. Yet I destroyed his fruit from above, and his roots from beneath. Also I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and led you 40 years through the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorite, and I raised up of your sons for prophets, and of your young men for Nazarites. Is it not even thus, O ye children of Israel, saith the Lord? But ye gave the Nazarites wine to drink, and commanded the prophets, saying, prophesy not. Behold, I am pressed under you, as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves. Therefore the flight shall perish from the swift, and the strong shall not strengthen his force, neither shall the mighty deliver himself, neither shall he stand that handleth the bow, and he that is swift of foot shall not deliver himself, neither shall he that rideth the horse deliver himself. And he that is a courageous among the mighty shall flee away naked in that day, saith the Lord. That's the book of Amos chapter 2 right there. So the Lord is going at Edom, Moab, and Israel and Judah. So he's recompensing everybody. And you notice he's harder on Israel and Judah because that's the ones he loves, and that's the ones who forsake the law and the commandments. So the Lord will always be harder on us than all the other, you know, because we know better. You get what I'm saying? The mother nations don't know better. The mother nations don't care. It's whatever. But the covenants, the promises, that's for us. So when you don't honor that, God got to make an example out of you, all right? And that chastisement, recompense, and all of that, all right? So that's the book of Amos chapter 2 reading. Let us go into the book of Amos chapter 3, all right? The book of Amos chapter 3, here we go. Hear this word that the Lord hath spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he hath no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he have taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin is for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have nothing and taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city and the Lord hath not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God hath spoken, who can but prophesy? Publish in the palaces of Ashdod, at Ashdod, and in the palaces of the land of Egypt, in the land of Egypt, and say, assemble yourselves upon the mountains of Samaria. And behold, the great tumults in the midst thereof, and the oppressed in the midst thereof. For they know not to do right, saith the Lord, who store up violence and robbery in their palaces. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, an adversary, there shall be even round about the land. And he shall bring down thy strength from thee, and thy palaces shall be spoiled. Thus saith the Lord, as the shepherd taketh out of the mouth of the lion two legs, or a piece of an ear, so will the children of Israel be taken out that dwell in Samaria and in the corner of a bed and in Damascus in a couch. Hear ye and testify the house of Jacob, saith the Lord God, the God of hosts, that in the day that I shall visit the transgressions of Israel upon him, I will also visit the altars of Bethel, and the horns of the altar shall be cut off and fall to the ground. And I will smite the winter house with the summer house, and the houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall have an end, saith the Lord. The Lord ain't playing with Israel. Get it together. Get it together, y'all, all right? So that was the book of Amos chapter 3 reading. Let us go to the book of Amos chapter 4, all right? The book of Amos chapter 4. Here we go. Hear this word, ye kind of Bashan, that are in the mountain of Samaria, which oppress the poor, which crush the needy, which say to their masters, bring and let us drink. The Lord God hath sworn by his holiness that, lo, the day shall come upon you, that he will take you away with hooks and your posterity with fish hooks. And ye shall go out at the breaches, every cow at that which is before her, and ye shall cast them into the palace, saith the Lord. Come to Bethel, and transgress at Gilgal, multiply transgression, and bring your sacrifices every morning, and your tithes after 3 years. And offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven, and proclaim and publish the free offerings, for this liketh you, O ye children of Israel, saith the Lord God. And I also have given you cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and want of bread in all your places. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. And also I have withholden the rains from you, when there were yet 3 months to the harvest, and I caused it to rain upon one city, and caused it not to rain upon another city. When peace was rained upon, and the peace whereupon it rained not withered. So 2 or 3 cities wandered unto one city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have smitten you with blasting and mildew, and your gardens and your vineyards and your fig trees and your olive trees increased. The palmer worm devoured them, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have sent among you the pestilence after the manner of Egypt. Your young men have I slain with the sword, and have taken away your horses, and I have made the stink of your camps to come up into your nostrils, yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. I have overthrown some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and ye were as a firebrand plucked out of the burning. Yet have ye not returned unto me, saith the Lord. Therefore thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, and because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. For lo, he that formeth the mountains and createth the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness, and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. That's right. That's the book of Amos chapter 4. God gonna always humble us and let him know who run things, all right? The Lord gonna always put his signature on it. He gonna always put a stamp on it, put his name on it, let him know it was him that did it. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So that's the book of Amos chapter 4. Let us get into the book of Amos chapter 5, okay? The book of Amos chapter 5, here we go. Hear ye this word which I take up against you, even a lamentation, O house of Israel. The virgin of Israel is fallen, she shall no more rise. She is forsaken upon her land, there is none to raise her up. For thus saith the Lord God, the city that went out by 1,000 shall leave 100, and that which went forth by 100 shall leave 10, to the house of Israel. Excuse me. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. But seek not Bethel, nor enter in Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba. For Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Seek the Lord, and ye shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Bethel. Ye who turn judgment to wormwood, and leave off righteousness in the earth, seek him that maketh the seven stars in Orion. Hey, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, and calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. That strengthen the spoiled against the strong, so that the spoils shall come against the fortress. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. For as much therefore as your treading is upon the door, and ye take from him burdens of wheat, ye have built houses of hewn stone, but ye shall not dwell in them. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink wine of them. For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor and the gate from their right. Therefore the prudent shall keep silence in that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that ye may live, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, as ye have spoken. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Therefore the Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord, saith this, wailing shall be in all streets, and they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas, and they shall call the husbandman to mourning, and such as are skillful of lamentation to wailing. And in all vineyards shall be wailing, for I will pass through thee, saith the Lord. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light, as if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Look at that. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light? Even very dark and no brightness in it. I despise your feast days, and I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. Though ye offer me burnt offerings and your meat offerings, I will not accept them. Oof. Neither will I regard the peace offerings of your fat beast. Take thou away from me the noise of thy songs, for I will not hear the melody of thy vials. Ooh. But let judgment run down as waters, and righteousness as a mighty stream. Have ye offered unto me sacrifice and offerings in the wilderness 40 years, O house of Israel? But ye have borne the tabernacle of your Moloch and Chion, your images, the star of your God, which ye made to yourselves. Therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. Wow. The Lord went in on Israel. That's the book of Amos chapter 5. Man, that man said, you could sing on them songs. I ain't going to listen to them. He said, you could burn all that incense. I don't want to smell it. See, I mean, it's kind of like it's disingenuous when you purposely, intentionally break someone's heart or make someone angry, and you want to just try to do something to cover it up. You know, you can't always abuse someone's love and mercy and kindness, right? Israel kept doing that. They kept abusing God's kindness and his love, they didn't fear him, all right? So the Lord is fed up. You see what I'm saying? He fed up, man. So, amen, let's not make the Lord fed up. You make the enemy fed up, amen? Let's make God happy. Let's make him glad, man. That's what you do. When you obey him and stay faithful, that's what makes him glad, man. All right, so that's the book of Amos chapter 5 right there. Now let's go to the book of Amos chapter 6, all right? The book of Amos chapter 6, here we go. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations to whom the house of Israel came. Pass ye into Calne and see, and from thence go ye to Hamath the Great. Then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Be they better than these kingdoms, or their border greater than your border? Ye that put far away the evil day and cause the sea of violence to come near, that lie upon beds of ivory and stretch themselves upon their couches and eat the lambs out of the flock and the calves out of the midst of the stall. The chant to the sound of the vow and invent to themselves instruments of music like David, that drink in wine and bows and anoint themselves with the chief ointments. But they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Therefore now shall they go captive with the first that go captive, and the banquet of them that stretched themselves shall be removed. Excuse me. The Lord God hath sworn by himself, saith the Lord, the God of hosts, I abhor the excellency of Jacob and hate his palaces. Therefore will I deliver up the city which, with all that is therein. And it shall come to pass, if there remain 10 men in one house, that they shall die. And a man's uncle shall take him up, and he that burneth him to bring out the bones of the house shall say unto him that is by the sides of the house, is there yet any with thee? He shall say no. Then shall he say, hold thy tongue, for we may not make mention of the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. For behold, the Lord commandeth, and he will smite the great house with breaches and the little house with clefts. Shall horses run upon the rock? Will one plow there with oxen? For ye have turned judgment into gall, and the fruit of righteousness into hemlock. Ye which rejoice in the thing of naught, which say, have we not taken to us horns by our own strength? But behold, I will raise up against you a nation, O house of Israel, saith the Lord, the God of hosts, and they shall afflict you from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of the wilderness. Sheesh. It's the book of Amos chapter 6 right there. And I wanted to kind of reflect on the book of Amos chapter 5. You notice how it said the day of the Lord is darkness, you know. So that's regarding of when he pours out his wrath, his anger, his judgment. You know, that's going to be a real heavy thing. And basically when Jesus was coming back, when Jesus was on earth and preaching the gospel and everything, when he prophesied about things, he prophesied about the day of the Lord. And when he went to Matthew 24, he described all the earthquakes, nation against nation, the sun and the moon being darkened, and violence and this and that. All of that is like the day of the Lord putting together. And it kind of goes back into what Amos was saying, what the Lord was saying through Amos. And he said that the day of the Lord is not light, it's darkness. It's dark, very dark. So that's why these times that we're in right now are so crazy and hectic and dark. It's really like the Lord promises coming back soon, really coming back fast. You got to remember that. So the light is the eternal life, the treasures in heaven, the everlasting life. That's the light. You know, no more weeping, no more mourning, no more sadness and revelations. That's the light. And the, you know, but the judgments and the wrath and anger, all that's dark. All right. All right. So that was the book of Amos chapter 6. All right. The Lord is letting Israel have it. All right. Now we will get into the book of Amos chapter 7, okay? The book of Amos chapter 7, here we go. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, he formed grasshoppers in the beginning of the shooting up of the latter growth. And lo, it was the latter growth after the king's mowings. And it came to pass that even when they had made an end of eating the grass of the land, then I said, O Lord God, forgive, I beseech thee. By whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. The Lord repented for this. It shall not be, saith the Lord. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, the Lord God called to contend by fire, and it devoured the great deep and did eat up a part. Then said I, O Lord God, cease, I beseech thee. By whom shall Jacob arise? For he is small. The Lord repented for this. This also shall not be, saith the Lord God. Thus he showed me, and behold, the Lord stood upon a wall made by a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will not again pass by them any more. And the high places of Isaac shall be desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos hath conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall be led away captive out of their own land. Also Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go flee thee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread, and prophesy there. Excuse me. But prophesy not again any more at Bethel, for it is the king's chapel, and it is the king's court. Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was an herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, go prophesy unto my people Israel. Hey. Now therefore hear thou the word of the Lord. Thou sayest, prophesy not against Israel, and drop not thy word against the house of Isaac. Therefore thus saith the Lord, thy wife shall be an harlot in the city, and thy sons and thy daughters shall fall by the sword, and thy land shall be divided by line, and thou shalt die in a polluted land, and Israel shall surely go into captivity forth of this of his land. All right, so that's the book of Amos chapter 7 right there. All right, so that's the book of Amos chapter 7. It's a very interesting read because God sees all the things that Israel is doing. And God has shown Amos all these different like visions and what have you. And God showed Amos a plumb line, and he set it in the midst of Israel. He's like basically telling Amos, like, this is the standard I want them to live by according to his laws and his statutes and the way we're supposed to be aligned with him. You know what I mean? And also what's interesting was when Amos was prophesying and constantly talking, and the kings of Israel, they didn't want to hear what he had to say. You know, they was like saying, prophesy somewhere else. Don't prophesy that to me. They were trying to reject him and tell him to go somewhere else with that. They didn't want to hear that. And then Amos had to tell him, like, he's not even a prophet or a son's prophet. He was a herdsman. He was a guy just gathering fruits. he was following the flock. And the Lord just told him to tell these things. So sometimes that could happen. You don't have to be a prophet or son of a prophet to prophesy. So if the Lord just tell you something and show it to you, just tell you and show you. God will use anybody that's willing. Amen. Amos was willing to carry out the obedience of the Lord and his word. You understand, carrying out God's word is not easy to do, because a lot of times you're going to be carrying the word of God around hostile people, around violent, angry people. So that's why all these prophets, all these people who were prophesied, they had to deal with. You got to remember that. All right. So, yeah, man, that was the book of Amos chapter 7 reading. All right. And also he was just telling Amos, like, hey, they're going to go into captivity. You know, they ain't want to listen. The kingship of Israel was very haughty, rebellious, and super stiff-necked. All right. So that was that. All right. Now let us get into the book of Amos chapter 8. All right. The book of Amos chapter 8. Here we go. Thus hath the Lord God showed unto me, and behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, the end is come upon my people of Israel. I will not again pass by them any more. And the songs of the temple shall be howlings in that day, saith the Lord God. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. Hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fall, to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah smell, and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of shoes, yeah, and sell the refuse of the wheat. The Lord hath sworn by the excellency of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. Shall not the land tremble for this, and everyone mourn that dwelleth therein? And it shall rise up holy as a flood, holy as a fully as a flood, and it shall be cast out and drowned, as by the flood of Egypt, And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day, and I will turn your feast into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. And I'll bring up sackcloth upon your loins, upon all loins, and baldness upon every head, and I will make it as the mourning of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of a hearing of the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst. They that swear by the sin of Samaria, and say, Thy God, O Dan, liveth, and the manner of Beersheba liveth, even they shall fall and never rise up again. So that was the book of Amos chapter 8 reading right there. The Lord putting his foot down and letting it be known what time it is. All right. Now let's go into the book of Amos chapter 9. All right. The book of Amos chapter 9. Here we go. I saw the Lord standing upon the altar, and he said, Smite the lintel of the door, that the post may shake, and cut them in the head, all of them, and I will slay the last of them with the sword. He that fleeth of them shall not flee away, and he that escapeth of them shall not be delivered. Though they dig into hell, thence shall mine hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, thence I will bring them down. And though they hide themselves in the top of Carmel, I will search and take them out thence. And though they be hid from my sight in the bottom of the sea, thence will I command the serpent, and he shall bite them. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, thence will I command the sword, and it shall slay them. And I will set my eyes upon them for evil, and not for good. And the Lord God of hosts is he that toucheth the land, and it shall melt, and all that melt, and all that dwell therein shall mourn. And it shall rise up haughty like a flood, and shall be drowned as by the flood of Egypt. It is he that buildeth his stories in the heaven, and hath founded his troop in the earth. He that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth, the Lord is his name. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith the Lord? Have not I brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Syrians from Kir? Behold, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith the Lord. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations, like as a corn and sifted in a sieve. Yet shall not the least grain fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that has fallen, and close up the branches thereof, the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord that doeth this. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweat, drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. That's the book of Amos chapter 9 reading. That has a good end to it, doesn't it? Because you keep hearing, you know, God's anger, his wrath and fury. Then you hear it with some good, and it's like, oh, okay. So he's saying he's going to weed out most people. He's going to keep the few. He's going to build up that tabernacle of David. So that's us, all right? You know, the one-third, the 144, chosen and faithful, the four corners of the earth, that's us. That's the tabernacle of David. So God's going to raise us up and place us back where we belong, be restored, gather, get back all of our blessings, our resources, our power, treasures in heaven, all those different things all in one. All right, because the Lord is going to restore it and put it all back together, okay? Through all the captivity, through all the stuff, we're going to build it back. We're going to be good. Amen. Let us trust in the Lord and embrace his word and his promises, amen, and live better, make better choices from here on out, and keep him first forever, amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So that is the whole completion of the book of Amos. Very good reading. Not too many people quote out of this, but book of Amos is a great reading. Very good reading, all right? So there you have it, all right? What I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen? All right, so here we go. All right, hallelujah. He is the hope for humanity. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true, living God, the Alpha and Omega, amen? The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father. Yes, yes, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, King Eternal, the King of Israel, Hosanna, Hosanna, he is the King of Kings, amen, he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord my rock, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is my fortress, the Lord is my shield, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my deliverer. Yes, he is my salvation. Yes, yes, y'all. The Lord is my high tower. Mm-hmm. The Lord our righteousness. The Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai Yeshua, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehosha. Yes, yes, the sustainer, the sufficient one, the consuming fire, the father of lights, the father of mercies, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows. Yes, he is definitely amazing. Amen. He is too, too awesome. All right. The great physician can heal all things. All right. The carpenter can fix all things. The government rests on his shoulders. Amen. The Father, he is the God of heaven and earth. Amen. With him, all things are possible. He's the name above all names, always and forevermore. Amen. Blessed be the Lord our God. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the Resurrector. He is the life. He is the revelation, the Revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. He is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashah, the word of Yehosha, Yeshua. Yes, he is the word of life. He is the word. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Boast in the Lord. Tell everybody how good he is and what he brought you through. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. His Son is just way, way too excellent. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, seed of David, kingship, seed of God, deity, seed of Jacob, nationality, seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, seed of woman, prophecy. Yes, yes, y'all, in the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, By the blood of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved, grace, mercy, favor, anointed, new eyes, new heart, new mind, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new seasons. Yes, new miracles, new wonders, new open doors, new opportunities. Yes, yes, y'all. Sing a new song for the Lord. We touch and agree. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it. All right. That is the word for today. The book of Amos reading, which is a very excellent read. Very great read right there. All right. The Lord will raise up that tabernacle of David. He will raise it up, man. All right. So don't you lose sight of that. Okay. Everything is eternal, everlasting, long run with us. All right. So these little temporary stuff we're going through, the Lord got us. Amen. So hang in there, be strong and endure. Okay. He's just building up your testimony so you could proclaim it among other people. Amen. I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent, get baptized, start your life off for the Most High. I pray that you turn from your ways and stop backsliding, that you get on that narrow path and you stay on it. I pray that you become more strong and firm in the Lord and that you can do it with some joy and have a merry heart as well, okay? And keep on keeping the Lord first forever. Amen. All right, y'all. So what I'd love to do as we close out is just give y'all this priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.